Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. Bob, geez, so much happening. And I think I want to start with Ferguson, because you have these two police officers that were shot. Now there's a manhunt going on, and this is all on the heels of that Justice Department finding that investigation, and the fact that now you've got the police chief who steps aside, and you've had others who have also stepped aside and others that have been fired. It's like a powder keg, I think, in Ferguson. What do you think the reaction is from Washington? I'm sure we'll hear more.
Well, everybody's kind of thinking the same thing, that this could get worse because, you know, the chief of police stepped down, which is what the people wanted. The protest was quiet. It was breaking up when this happened. They say, they're speculating that these shots came from a potential car or van that sped by the scene, or from a bullet, not from the crowd. Although one of the police lieutenants or something thought maybe it came from the crowd, but it seems maybe it didn't. So all in all, there's still the bigger issue also of, you know, what are they going to do with Ferguson? What's going to happen? Just because people step down doesn't mean people will be satisfied.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't know, if you're in that situation, and certainly in your years in politics, you deal with relationships, you deal with constituents and the makeup of your constituents. And, you know, we just went through Selma and the 50-year anniversary. And this is a good question to ask you, because this had to be something that came up while you were in Congress. Have we gotten any further when it comes to race and racism and, you know, the civil rights movement and where we are now today? Do you feel like the needle's been moved at all?
Maybe a little. I mean, I did, because we had an African-American president. But then I'm looking, and I'm not blaming this on the president. I'm looking, I'm thinking, wow, you know, I don't care if you have an African-American in the White House. This thing, this whole thing of the issues and the racism, I mean, it needs some healthy discussion somewhere along the line, you know? So it's not solvable just because you have a minority elected in the White House. Because I think that's, you know, the common misperception out there. I will tell you this, too, and this might seem trite of me to say this or small, but there was no portrait of an African-American in the U.S. Capitol, period. And Chaka Fatah came to me, and I commissioned the first portrait of an elected African-American. That was in, what, 2003. So I'm just saying, you know, there was no African-American museum passed till around 2004. So, again, I don't want to oversimplify that race is solved because of a portrait, but also all those years, and there was no one that placed a portrait of an African-American. When you think in those terms, we've got a long way to go on bigger discussions than portraits.
Boy, no kidding. And what was, when that portrait went up, what was the reaction to that?
Well, I actually put it in my book, Sideswipe, because we invited the families, and as we stood there, and I had Maxine Waters from California, and a lot of members of the Black Caucus were just delighted. Jesse Jackson came. They were delighted because of commissioning the portrait. And as we asked the families, the descendants, which my staff tracked down to stand up, it was kind of cute. I mean, the one side of the room waved to the other side, because one side were African Americans and the other side were Caucasians. And they were waving to each other, and it was seriously a cute moment. Everybody's like, okay, everybody's meeting for the first time since the 1860s.
Yeah, that works. Well, there's still a lot of buzz, as we make a turn here, over Hillary Clinton and the emails, and now has she opened up a lane for some other Democrat to step in and really go hard and heavy against her? A lot of people are speculating about Senator Elizabeth Warren, but other names are cropping up. Who do you think would also be in that mix?
Well, I just got off of a conference call, and this guy is a Democrat activist, a blogger, former employee of Capitol Hill, in the know, and he tells me point blank in a private conference call, but he tells me point blank that O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland, is running, period. He's going to run. Now, one would look and say, oh, is O'Malley a threat? But my point is, a former governor, he says, is going to run. When you start down that path and you get a former governor in there, do you get somebody else? And pretty soon, do you get Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, what's your gut on Warren? I mean, a lot of people want her to run. And supposedly, I was reading something and talking to somebody in L.A., too, that they were saying a lot of the Hollywood types, as much as that's the Clinton backing, there's certainly a lot of people in Los Angeles that would back her. Supposedly, there's a thread of Warren.
Yeah, I think if you had Ellen Radner and me right now on a conference call on lie detectors, you know, she would tell you that a little bit towards Elizabeth Warren, I'm towards Hillary Clinton. But I've got to tell you, I have friends in the Democratic Party that just are telling me the eight-day delay, this shows that Hillary's out of step, and they absolutely want Elizabeth Warren. And so I think if Elizabeth Warren announced, I don't know, Hillary Clinton may make a decision to not go.
Yeah. Is this normal? Is this par for the course, or I should say, is this normal because you were in the fray for so long to constantly be talking about the election, which isn't until 2016?
It used to be, we thought it was bad. This has went on hyper gear since the day of Newt Gingrich becoming speaker when he, you know, won and ascended to speakership with the votes, and then it was Nancy Pelosi for a couple of years, then John Boehner. I think since Newt's days in 1996, this just escalated on steroids, and then you had John McCain, who was going to fix campaign finance reform, and he opened loopholes, and you had the 527s like George Soros. Well, George Soros pales in comparison to the super PACs now, so I think it's worse than ever before. It's constant. It's the day after the election that everybody's out there. They used to at least give it a six-month break.
Yeah, I mean, it is constant. Yeah. You're right. It's like you're always running. Oh. And no wonder why we're talking about, what, $1 billion to be president is what it's earmarked at?
Yes, and $1 billion, and the average member of Congress is spending at least minimally $638,000 in a seat, sometimes in seats where they're barely contested.
Wow, that is just absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy.
Huge.
All right, Bob Ney, thank you as always. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, we're headed into another exciting weekend, and you're listening to what Bob Ney and I were just talking about, and I'll tell you what, it's really interesting, like we were saying, what's happening election-wise, and the fact that perhaps Hillary has created a little bit of an opening for somebody else on the Democratic side to jump in, which could be really good news for the Republicans, at least Republicans who believe that the challenge would be pretty stiff with Hillary because of the fundraising and everything else. So somebody else in that role may, you know, somebody else as the Democratic nominee for president might actually be better for whatever Republican ends up snagging that nomination. Just some things to think about, right? All right, we're going to talk about the incident and all the reaction to that really 9 seconds of footage that came out of the SAE fraternity at the University of Oklahoma. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Missouri, but before we get there, the SAE incident at Oklahoma, at the University of Oklahoma, has really set the fraternity and actually sorority world upside down because of two of the brothers being caught on video and what they were saying, and the fact that they were bounced, they were suspended, and that the university shut down completely, threw up boards and shut down SAE. There's been a lot of interesting things that have kind of unraveled since then, conversations about what's going on in frats and conversations about, is it just a few bad apples, or is this 9-second video clip of members of this particular fraternity singing racial slurs and making a reference to lynching. And now that they're shuttered, like I said, there's more conversations that there are there more college fraternities that are just completely fundamentally flawed, or is it just that few bad apples syndrome who are giving a whole Greek system a bad name? So you've got everybody and their brother tripping over each other, and they have done this in the past anyway. So these case studies were going on as to the culture of fraternities anyway. But the one of the professors and a chair of sociology at the University of California in Merced, for example, was speaking about frats on campus and the number of racist hate crimes reported, and says that there is a correlation to that, and says, in fact, this is Nella Van Dyke, says that they're not surprised that an incident like the racist rant finally came to light. So there have been several studies from really the 90s on that found certain qualities of frats that put an emphasis, they're saying, on hierarchy, superiority, high alcohol consumption, lend themselves to racism and sexual assault. And when we know that, we've seen some cases that have happened as a result of people getting just completely trashed and then doing the date rape drug thing at these teas that they have with other sororities. And certainly you don't want to blast everybody, because that's not right to completely say, well, that's exactly what's happening on every single campus and that's exactly what every single fraternity member is doing. But the climate on these campuses is pretty interesting, and the studies, like I said, are pretty interesting too, because there's not too many that are really sticking up for what the frat life is like. I mean, you know, here's what I think. It's, as somebody who went to college and went to, at the time, didn't know it, but went to the number one party school in America at the time, Ohio University, of course, there's massive drinking. I mean, massive drinking. And really, the university, to me, they just sort of, they weren't paying attention to that as much. I mean, they didn't want drunk driving incidents or terrible things to happen. But I think the attitude is, well, that, you know, college kids, and boy, they go to the happy hours, get sick, and drink too much. And, yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of what, that's what happens. That's what you do when you're in college. You're experimenting. But now it's gotten to the point where often it's just so way over the top. I mean, the blurred line is absolutely incredible. And so what happened at the University of Oklahoma, I mean, it's sad that this happened, and they're being really called out. So now you've got other campuses that are protesting, and you have in front of the SAE house, which is, like I said, shuttered at Ohio, I'm not Ohio, to Oklahoma, you have had massive protests where people are saying, not on our campus, and all kinds of students, white, black, Asian, whatever the demographic of it, because they don't like having the university be ground zero for what has become a massive conversation about race and equity and education, and you know, is this something that we are seeing on campuses all over the place? And the SAEs are defending themselves because they came out and immediately condemned what happened there and said it was wrong and whatnot. But they're looking into other SAE houses on other campuses, right? So let's trace the whole Greek route. And a spokesman for the fraternity didn't like the fact that they were just putting everybody in that one group. So take a listen.
The Sigma Alpha Epsilon has come under attack, and a lot of chapters and members are vilified. That's unfair. We hear the critics. We hear the conversations that are taking place. We know that we can make this better and prevent this from happening.
All right, I like that part. You know, we know that this, we can make this better, and we can prevent this from happening. So in one sense, at least because this thing was taped and it was pumped out all over the place, so the whole idea of the brotherhood and what's happening in whatever fraternity is it a good time? Because you're opening up the discussion to say, yeah, you know what, if you're smashed beyond belief, not a good thing to think that it's no biggie, especially when you were known or you now don't have any black members in your fraternity. And even there was a lot of defensiveness, because at Oklahoma they were saying, listen, we have had black members in the past, so that's not true that we don't have, you know, we never have had any members, because we absolutely have. So is this just more of, okay, let's illuminate this, and it's always good to have the conversation. I mean, I think these guys were idiots, there's no question about that. And I'll say it again, no matter what somebody's doing, and whether they say they didn't mean it, they were bombed, they drank 10,000 gallons of moonshine, now the way things are, especially if you're going to go hardcore, nasty, down and dirty, and really do go into a racist rant. Not a kind of. They went into a racist rant. And it's, you know, and it's taped. Hey, you're on the university. You're part of this Greek system. They can pull your charter. The university has the right to pull the charter. And that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. So why put up with it? They're not going to put up with it. It is a few bad apples. I don't believe that everybody in that fraternity feels that way or was that way. There's probably people that were studying. There were probably people that weren't involved at all. And in fact, of course, there's reports because, you know, a fraternity, a sorority, a football team, a Kiwanis club, a giant chamber of commerce, you got your really super awesome people. You got your givers. You have people that bend over backwards to help other people. And of course, it's like society. And then you have rotten eggs. You got really bad people that get in, or troublemakers, or idiots, or, you know, pick whatever label you want to throw out there. And of course, they can drag an organization down. So in the case of this Greek fraternity, the rest of them paid the price for this, but now it's becoming further examination of what happened there. Is this kind of a textbook case of frat boys behaving badly? I mean, think about the big movie that John Belushi was in the 80s, Animal House. Remember how huge Animal House was and everybody snickered at all the craziness? And, of course, what were they doing in Animal House? Debauchery. I mean, it wasn't racist rants, but they were doing horrific things, and there were definitely brutal things that they were doing to females in Animal House. I mean, that was the whole thing, that they're smashed, that we're in the fraternity, blah, 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 blah. So, of course, you're going to have the good, the bad, and the ugly, just like other areas of society. The good news is, if I'm in charge, you know, if I'm the president of Oklahoma, if I'm the president of the University of Oklahoma, you know, I'd be the same way. I mean, you're here at our discretion because we can pull your charter and we don't have to have that. And we're not going to have that. And especially with the massive criticism that was heaped on not just the SAEs, but originally Oklahoma, and I don't know how you can blame the school. How are they going to know that in a private party in someone's room, this is what they're doing and this is what they're yelling? But it got out. You know, somebody pushed it out there, and once it was pushed out, they stomped it down, so they did the right thing. Let's put it that way. On a different note, besides the buzz over fraternities and bad boys, Ferguson, Missouri, terrible, terrible thing. We were talking about this the other night. With a shooting. We'll dive into that next.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
America tonight. You know that each and every week we talk to my pal Stephen Kelly. He is one of the free money guys, and I can't tell you how much valuable information he's been imparting, and many of you have reacted to that, and you can certainly keep sending me those emails and talk about some of the great things that you've learned from Stephen. He's in our virtual green room right now. It might be snow-free. I don't know. There's probably still snow on the ground, isn't there?
There is, but I was downtown the other day, and they've done a remarkable job of moving it out. A week ago, you could hardly park, and now you can actually walk around out there. Nobody's fishing in the puddles in the middle of the street anymore, so that's pretty good.
That is a pretty good thing, that's for sure. speaking of that, you don't want to fall into that trap where you get so desperate you're just dropping a line. But,
no, you don't. But, sometimes I feel like I can do that at the end of my driveway, that there's such a big lake there.
Exactly. But people do fall into a lot of traps financially. And you and I have talked so much about this. Why I think it's so valuable, because one of the things that we started with, and this is so true, and people admit it constantly, that they don't, first of all, they want to talk about their finances, but if they don't talk about them, then they can't get better at it. They can't grow what they need to grow. You know, it's like losing weight. You can talk about it to yourself, but until you start to work on it, things don't really happen. So I know that you have a massive list of traps that people fall into. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about this losing weight thing. Is that what, is that where I'm going wrong? I talk about it and think about it all the time.
You have to share it. You have to share it so people encourage you.
Yeah, you're so right. And you know, you made a really good point, and that was this thing about people not liking to talk about it. They don't like to talk about it. But worse than that, I think, Kate, is they don't even like to think about it. And so many of the things that we do as planners are reactive because people put things off so long rather than proactive, where if they would start. I mean, here's a story that it's actually true that I had a gal come in about a year ago to do some stuff, and we started putting it in place, and she was supposed to come in for a second appointment or a third appointment, and our office got a call from her saying, you know, she's going to not come in yet because she's decided to delay her retirement by about 2 years. And, you know, my jaw dropped. I thought to myself, what does that have anything to do with the planning part? Planning has to be done in advance. You don't do your planning, you know, when the event is at hand. You do the planning before the event. And so often people forget that. And then there's some other things that they do. For example, one of the things we do, as you know, is we do these Social Security workshops. So people will come in afterwards, and then we give people a free 1 hour consultation with us, so that we can talk about their issues. And about half the people come in just with their Social Security statements and nothing else. And they think they're coming in just to talk about Social Security. And so they keep their various pieces of money or income streams siloed from each other. And you can't do that. You have to look at the whole picture. They'll want to talk about just one thing. And if I'm thinking in terms of Social Security, for example, and I can get a person substantially more money in Social Security or by recommending that they, say, delay their election for a couple of years, the issue now becomes how do we get from the current point to a couple of years down the road to collect the Social Security so they can get the more money. So we have to have a look at the whole patient, if that makes any
sense.
You know, I went into the doctor the other day and my knee was hurting, and I told her, you know, I'm having some problems with my knee. And she didn't start by looking at my knee. She started by looking at other parts of my body and poking at me here, poking at me there. She wanted to look into my ears for some reason and down my throat and all these other things. And the reason is because in order for a doctor to do a good job with you, they have to treat the whole patient. You don't just treat the part that hurts. You treat the whole patient. And so often when people are doing this, they just kind of forget that. And so mistakes are made. And some of these mistakes are made, for example, pension elections. When people retire, they have an opportunity to make elections with their pensions.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, these elections are one-time deal. You get one shot at it. And the implications of what you're doing are lifelong. You know, if you have a 25 or 30 year retirement, you can be living with that decision for a long, long time. And people will just go in without any kind of, they won't think about it. They won't really talk to anybody, a financial planner or anyone else. They just kind of go in and talk to their HR department. Maybe they'll take it home, make the election, submit it, and now they're stuck. They're stuck with a decision that might have turned out to be an okay decision, but with no knowledge or even suspicion sometimes that there might have been a better decision that they could have made that would have given them much more money or security during the course of their lifetime. And they'll do that within the context of a much larger tableau, if you will, a much larger landscape of their whole retirement picture, but they'll do that without considering the larger landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And we get this stuff all the time, where people want to zero in on one thing and don't want to talk about the other things. And for us, that makes it very, very difficult, because in order for me to give you some advice on what the best election for your pension is, doesn't it make sense that I might also need to know what your Social Security situation is and perhaps how much money you have set aside in a 401k or an IRA or things like this? And so often they just don't think of it that way.
So how do you get, I mean, this is a great question. How do you get people, this is a tough question, but geez, and I think I believe just in knowing you the time that I've known you, that you're trustworthy. I mean, I just feel that I have a good intuition, and this is unsolicited, I'm just saying this, but how do you, as somebody who is helping people with their future, which they're really shaky about sharing information, how do you get them to trust you?
Well, yeah, sometimes it's difficult. I just lay it out for people. I'm not, I always tell people that I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. And oftentimes people appreciate that and it resonates. Sometimes people are offended by that. And but I can't be responsible for that. All I can be responsible for is to do the best job I can do for someone. And, you know, that's what allows me to sleep at night, is the fact that I know when I go into a consultation with somebody that I'm providing them the best advice I know how to provide. And the other thing is, too, and this is something people should know, I don't have all the answers. And oftentimes when, you know, that's why I have a lawyer in my office. That's why we work with a CPA. That's why there's a couple of other planners in my office. You know, we surround ourselves with other experts so that when we don't know what the exact answer is, we know where to go to find it. Now, if I do this all day long, every day, for over a decade, and routinely get stumped on stuff and have to go elsewhere to find the answer, do you think it's likely that someone who doesn't have my training and is trying this once might run into things that they don't know the answer to, or even perhaps don't even know that they don't know the answer to it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question. Hey, we got to stop there because we're going to pick it up again next week with some more nuggets about exactly what we're talking about. Free Money Guy, Stephen Kelly, send us to the website. And I know people have been asking me about the book. Tell us about that, too.
Okay, well, it's Safe Harbors That Can Reduce Taxes, Remove Risk, and Protect Your Retirement. You can get it on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. And the website, or you can get it on our website, which is freemoneyguys.com, or you can call us at 844-4-PRIMO, 844-4-PRIMO, request a copy of it, and we'll be happy to send it to you.
Love it. We're going to pick up this conversation next week. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Kate. Great talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Next chief that comes in line need to learn how to train his officer for more public relationships.
It's going to be hard for him to come in and try to make things better because he's already in a bad spot, whoever takes over. It's going to be hard to come in because people's minds are so set on how they're feeling about the police, everything that's going on.
The only solution to the situation seems to be today that we have to stop the protests for at least 30 days to let people calm down.
Like, you bring more aggression into a problem that already got aggression built into it. Now you're just not breaking the problem apart. Now you're just bringing more to that problem.
It keeps happening over and over again with people who are not from Ferguson that seem to come in here for no other reason than to stir up trouble.
He's going to have some tough shoes to follow because the trust is gone.
Reacting in Ferguson to the resignation of the Ferguson Police Chief Thomas Jackson after he announced his resignation. We talked about this on the air, and we talked about the shots and what had happened. it got a little bit crazy later in the night, and there were maybe four shots. There were a flash of a muzzle about 125 yards away from the police. That's what witnesses described, and that's what some of the police described themselves. There was a little bit of a standoff, certainly, in front of the police station. So here's what happened. This is what happened. After the shots rang out, two cops were shot, but luckily not fatally, still bad enough that they were hit by bullets, one in the face, so there's some recovery time there. I mean, violence against the police is not the answer, no matter what the Justice Department's report said in the investigation, and no matter what happened with the police chief, that should not have taken place. I mean, you know, some fool does that, and who knows if we've had this problem before. Are they part of the Ferguson community, or they come in from someplace else? You know, why do that? It's one thing to protest, to peacefully protest, to chant, to do whatever, and it's another thing, of course, to shoot police officers. It's like that war on the cops we don't want to see, because it's pretty scary, and there are a lot of police in this country who are, frankly, looking over their shoulder more than they ever have. So there's lots of calls to be calm in the wake of the shooting in Ferguson. And Attorney General Eric Holder, who ordered the investigation of the Ferguson Police Department after the shooting of Michael Brown in August, immediately condemned the shooting of the two, he called, brave law enforcement officers as inexcusable and repugnant. He said, "We wish these injured officers a full and speedy recovery. We stand ready to offer any possible aid," this is Holder, "to an investigation into this incident, including the department's full range of investigative resources." Unfortunately, Holder's report helped incite this. I mean, look, he's the AG. They opened the can of worms. This is the discussion. This is what's going on in Ferguson. Of course, there's problems there, but that just kicked the dam wide open. Holder, who was asked about it so many times, eventually said, "Look, it's just a damn punk," saying the shooter was a punk. And there was video of the shooting, and you see somebody screaming, and then there's somebody unidentified taking off, that kind of thing. So the protest that started around 5:30 or so after Jackson stepped down, resigning after all the pressure, the controversy, the grand jury decision, the Justice Department report, clearing Darren Wilson, who left the police department, now this separate report that said that there was a profit-driven court system and widespread racial bias in the city police department. You knew that there was going to be all kinds of things that happened. So the mayor said that the city had reached a mutual separation with the chief. They're going to pay him 1 year, $96,000 of his salary, health coverage, all that kind of stuff, and it's effective March 19th. And you heard the people there saying, "Oh, whoever comes in next, and you know, that's going to be hard. That's going to be rough for them." And now Lieutenant Colonel Al Eckhoff is going to become the acting chief while they search for a replacement. And I ask you, who wants that job? How do you step into that job? What kind of person fills that role where they can do it, where they can calm this area down, where they can bridge the gap, where they can have conversations, where they can stop the insanity, and how do you do that, of violence that will can bubble up if there's another report, if there's another mishap, or, you know, is there the problem is, you know, it's that yin and the yang. So sometimes things will tilt the other way, and then if it completely tilts the other way, how do you even it out? How do you make this community come together? How do you do that? Who's that person? What person can step into those shoes and do that? And Jackson wanted to stay. He said it was a bitter pill to swallow. He wanted to stay. He was hanging on to that job. But he was smashed from the onset of what happened. saying there was an aggressive police response to the protesters. It was erratic and infrequent. The information that was released, which, of course, it was all over the map when they were trying to release any kind of information about anything that had happened after Michael Brown was shot. So the resignation was something that at least the state lawmakers wanted. And you had the court clerk who was fired last week, two police officers resigned, the judge who oversaw the court system also resigned, and the city council on Tuesday agreed to a separation agreement with the city manager. I mean, this is how many people who have fallen. So I would say if I were furious about the findings of Eric Holder's report of the Justice Department, there would have to be some satisfaction. That's why there shouldn't have been the shooting, because now you're seeing all these dominoes fall. So all these people are out. They're gone. If they're part of what they say is the system is wrong, is rigged, you have all of those people out of the system now. So you would think that you wouldn't, why would there be the reason to do that and to go after the cops? I mean, I'm almost answering, I guess, my own question. But the shootings were so, so wrong. And imagine if both cops will survive, right? But one in the face, one hit in the face. Imagine if they had both been killed. Then what happens? So here's the other news in this. Police narrowed it down because, of course, there was errant video and everything else, to a house in Ferguson four blocks away from where the shooting happened. They went in with dogs in the morning. This was on Thursday morning because the shooting happened on Wednesday. And someone in the neighborhood told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the paper of record in that area, that he saw the cops bring two guys out of the house. And that was a rented house, and brought the person out in handcuffs. And the good news, like I said, is the police officers. The officer who was shot in the face has to come back for another evaluation, but both were released from the hospital. Thank goodness. You know, and we haven't seen the last, I think, of these woes for Ferguson. I mean, even Michael Brown's family immediately released a statement and said, you know, do not go after the police. This is not what we do here. The White House tweeted out, violence against police is unacceptable. Our prayers are with the officers in Missouri. Path to justice is one. All of us must travel together. And, you know, one of the witnesses said that they felt like it was a professional job, that it was sort of sniperish. I don't know if there's anything to that or not, because they're kind of keeping a lid on it as they're investigating it. But immediately I thought, well, this is someone coming from the outside to keep stirring this pot. It could be anybody. Crazy. So a lot of people are being questioned about that. They're gathering the information. Good news. Thumbs up to those police officers. We wish them a very speedy recovery. And let's get some common sense. Let's pump that into Ferguson, Missouri. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.